Elfrida Wing stirred, grunted, and shifted sleepily in her bed as the summer's angled morning sun brightened the room, printing a skewed rectangle of lemony gold light onto the olive-green flecked wallpaper close by her pillow. Elfrida, wakened by the glare inching towards her, opened her eyes and considered the wallpaper, bringing it into focus with some difficulty, trying to force her comatose brain to work, to think. As usual, on waking, she felt absolutely terrible. In front of her eyes, small sharp leaves seemed to be depicted there, in a stylized manner, she decided. Or were they birds? Bird shapes? Or perhaps they were simply daubs and splatters of olive green that brought leaves and birds to mind. No matter. Leaves, birds, or random flecks. Who really cared in the great scheme of things? She eased herself out of bed and slowly pulled on her dressing gown over her pajamas. She slipped down the stairs as quietly as possible, wincing at each creak, hands securely gripping the banister, trying to ignore the awful, hill-cracking headache that, now she was upright, had begun thumping behind her eyes, making them bulge rhythmically in sympathy, or so she felt. Then she remembered Reggie was long gone, up at first light, off to his film. She could relax. She paused, coughed, then farted noisily, and finished her descent of the staircase with careless din, striding into the kitchen and flinging open the fridge door, looking for her orange juice. She scissored off the top of a carton and poured herself half a tumblerful before turning to the condiment cupboard and removing the bottle of Sarsen's white vinegar that she kept there behind the pack of sugar. She added a sizable slug to her orange juice. Sometimes she wished vodka had more flavour, like gin. But she recognised at the same time that its very neutrality was her greatest ally. Vodka and tap water in a tumbler was her daily tipple when Reggie was around. He never questioned her near-constant thirst, luckily, and never wondered why there was always a considerable stock of Sarsen's white vinegar in the cupboard. Elfrida sat down at the kitchen table and sipped at her vodka and orange juice, finishing it quickly, and then poured herself another, feeling the buzz, the reassuring hit. Her headache was disappearing already. The title of a novel came mysteriously, unbidden, into her head. The Zigzag Man. She could almost see the cover in her mind's eye, a clever use of the two Z's, perhaps different colours for the zig and the zag. She poured herself more orange juice and went back to the cupboard for the Sarsens, emptying the last half inch into the glass. Better buy another bottle of Voddy, she told herself. Or two. She found her notebook and wrote the title down, The Zigzag Man by Elfrida Wing. She had noted dozens of titles for potential novels she saw, flicking back through the pages. There they were. The Summer of the Wasps, Freezy, The Acrobat, Drop Dead Gorgeous, A Week in Madrid, The Golden Rule, Dark Eulogy, Jazz, Spring Equinox, The Lightning Process, Cool Sun, Mystery in a Small Town, Estranged, Artist's Entrance, Berlin to Hamburg, The Windrow, The Riviera Gap, A Safe Onward Journey, Falling Away, title after title of unwritten novels. And now, the Zigzag Man could be added to their number. Titles were the easy bit. Writing the novel was the awful challenge. She sipped her juice, feeling sad all of a sudden. It was now over 10 years since her last novel had been published, she remembered ruefully, The Big Show, published in the spring of 1958. 10 long years, and not a word of fiction written. Just list after list of titles. She finished her juice, feeling a numbness overwhelm her, tears stinging her eyes. Stop thinking about bloody novels, she told herself angrily. Have another drink,